Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Aretha, for that. That's right. We're trying to climb up a little higher, folks. Well, welcome, everybody, to Prayer, Checkup, and Healing with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Every Saturday at 1 p.m., we will do prayers for a quick 30 minutes or less. All prayer warriors are more than welcome to join the show. We will be praying for health, finances, relationship, children, USA, and the world. The chat room is open today. I said that it wouldn't be, but the chat room is open. So if anybody wants to go in there to request prayers, please do. Or if there's people in there that will pray for you, let that so be as well. I thank you for joining me around the world, as well as in the chat room, helping one another or your prayer requests, as well as people that are calling in. You're more than welcome to call in and say your prayer on the air. It's always welcome, and I thank you for that. Okay, so we are going to begin. Oh, you also can see prayers on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. That is www.theessenceofsuccess.com, or you can leave me a note on Facebook. It's the Essence of Success Network page on Facebook, and you can leave me a message or whatever, and I'll get it, and we'll share it on the show if it's something you'd like for it to be public. Okay, we're going to begin our prayers. So the first prayer is a cleansing prayer. We want to get all the junk and everything out the way. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. Now, another good one, and we're going to go through, before I get to the next prayer, is the 23rd song. That I want to do the 23rd song because it will bless all of us as we go through the prayers. 23rd song goes like this for people that are not familiar or maybe have not read the Bible per se, because there's all kind of Bibles and religions. So this is what we say in America. The Lord is my shepherd. That is your relationship with God. I shall not want or need, because he supplies everything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God is giving you rest. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Refreshment, y'all. He restoreth my soul. Healing God gives us. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. That's guidance. For his name's sake, that is your purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, testing, I will fear no evil, because God has protection over us. For thou art with me, faithfulness, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, discipline. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. God gives us all hope. Thou anointest my head with oil, consecration. My cup runneth over, abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is your blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, which is security forever, eternity. And that is the 23rd Psalm. Okay, back to prayer. So, we are experiencing 100% of our vibration and energy at all times. Remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, souls, past life spirits and souls, present day spirits and souls, and future life spirits and soul from all dimensions of time and space here and now. We thank you. Release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. Thank you. Infinite Spirit, open the way for huge abundance to come to us now. We are an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. Thank you. We are provided every day with abundance because God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want or need. Thank you. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, physical knowing from God, angels, miracles, and us. I am, so be it. Now, this is a prayer for romance, love, relationships, marriage. You decide how it fits into your life and helps you with challenges as well as learning some good things about yourself and the next person. Okay? Dear God, angels and miracles, power, force, and love and ancestors, we desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into all our lives. So be it. Now, this is a prayer for miracles in your life. We love sex miracles, We love money miracles. We love health miracles. We love us miracles. We love power miracles. We love glory miracles. We love fame miracles. We love success miracles. We love winning miracles. We love the adulation of others miracles. We love being better miracles. We love having more miracles. We love knowing more miracles. And we definitely love knowing how miracles. And we love knowing God miracles. We are grateful for spiritual, mental, and physical knowing from our angels, our miracles, and us. So be it, it is done. Now this one is, I'm going to repeat it 3 times because I want you to feel what I feel and believe it. Something great is about to happen to us. Well, I'll say to me, okay? Something great, this is what I want you to say too along with me. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Now, I hope that you were saying that with me, with the me. Now I'm going to say it 3 times for us, for everybody. Something great is about to happen to all of us. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen for all of us. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen for all of us. Doors are opening everywhere. So be it. Okay, and I want to say as you do your prayers, always say, I am, so be it, at the very end, because that will definitely be a blessing for you. And I thank you for joining me today just for a short prayer checkup and healing. And I ask also for all people that are out there that are going through different challenges in your life. At this time, bow your head and let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Negativity, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God, I just ask you at this time to touch all people that are in need and healing, whether it's healing because something in their body, the organs are not manifesting the correct way. God, I ask that you touch all areas of that body, all bodies that are needing healing within the body. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their toes. Touch their skin, their hair. Touch every organ in their body, God, that they may be healed 100%. And let the healing be permanent, God, that it never comes back again, whatever that particular problem is. Physically. God, I'm also asking you to heal people's minds. It's so easy to let ego take over. So you know what we're going to say right now? We forgive ego totally and unconditionally, and we forgive the ego of others that we interact with this day and this night. So God, I ask you, people that are having dysfunction in their minds, upset, don't understand, or looking for answers, God, I ask you to open their mind to feel the angels talking to them, to feel the guides talking to them, to feel God, you talking to them, and to know that change will occur, but they've got to believe in themselves that this change is going to happen and that their minds will turn around and look at things positive and in a loving way. God, I also ask you to be over all the children in the world. there is so much going on that even us as parents don't always understand. But God, I just ask you to be with every child in this world, that they be safe, that they eat a decent meal at least one time during the day if they can't get it three times a day, that they get the necessary health help that they need. They get the education, God, that they so desire and want and hunger for, and that their health, all children, that their health is in good and is responding to whatever challenges it might be before them. I thank you, God, for that. And, God, I ask for a healing, too, for people with jobs. If they're going through certain challenges on their job, God, I ask you to take that challenge away and give them the point of courage and perception that this isn't always going to be. Things are going to change for the better. And if that's not the job for them, God, then to give them the courage to get up, stand up, and change and go to a job that where you will feel happy at and give your job 100% spiritually, mentally, and physically. And God, people that are looking for jobs, as I prayed earlier, to open the door, open the minds of employers that they will hire these people that are looking for jobs and let them be employed as soon as possible, God, because everybody is hurting right now when it comes to finances. So I ask as people go out to apply for jobs, God, that they get a positive, a good answer, and that they get hired. Please. Thank you for that, God. Also be with people that are homeless. For whatever reason, God, only you know. And I ask, God, that you bless the homeless people. Be with them. Let them know that there is hope, to have courage, to hold on. Your situation will change for the better. But believe and love yourself that you know that this will be. So I ask you, God, angels and miracles, to touch the lives of all the homeless people around this world. And let them know that there is hope. There definitely is hope that your situation will change for the better. God, I ask for you to be with our military around the world, not only for a healing but a checkup. They put their lives on the line every day to protect this nation, United States of America. And God, I ask that each time that they have to stand before their opponent or a given enemy, that you give them strength, give them courage, and above all, God, give them love to know that what they're doing is for the right and is for the purpose. But God, let them know even when their life is on the line, you are there with them, God, at all times. And their angels are there with them too, to give them peace. And I just want the military to know that all the things that they're doing for the United States of America, God, that it is not void. It is appreciated. It is respected. It is honored. And people have integrity for them. And I think every military person that has served, is serving, has served. So I thank you for that. Okay, God, I ask all these blessings and prayers and healings and opening doors and checkups, prayer checkups, in the name of you, God, angels, miracles, in the name of power, force, and love, in the name of all ancestors, past, present, and future, and in the name of Jesus the Christ, I thank you. I am, so be it, so it is. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for joining me today on Prayer Checkup and Healing. I hope that the prayers have touched you in some way, that it will create a change in your life for the better. And if you can lay down and look up, then by God, you can get up and be positive and meet the day with nothing but goodness and help and love, and know that your prayers are going to be answered. That is for certain. So if no one's told you today that they love you, I do. And I'm thankful to God for all of you, whether you're listening around the world, you're in the chat room or on the phone. I thank God for all of you. So tune in next Saturday. We'll be back with Prayer Checkup and Healing. That's right, because God will take care of you. Yes, He will. He'll take care of you. I'm sorry, I had this one. I forgot I had one more prayer. I create wealth every day in every way because I deserve this. All that I do creates surplus, abundance, and plenty for myself and others. I love the abundant, balanced life, growing, serving, and sharing. The God in me honors the God in wealth, and I thank you. I am. So be it.